Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Super Podcast. I am the terrible Australian Bede. I hope you all had a very good New Year's a couple of days ago. And with me, as always, is my lovely co-host, the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
Hello. I am well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. Like I said before, I had a pretty good few days. I had an awesome time over New Year's with my family and friends.
Very nice.
Drank a lot of stuff. And just sort of recovering ever since.
Awesome. I've been having lots of movie watching since New Year's, catching up. Well, not really catching up on stuff, but just like watching stuff that I've wanted to watch again.
Yep.
So yeah, a lot of random stuff, and I caught, if you listened to last podcast, I mentioned about Mission Impossible 4, and I also saw Tintin, which was awesome.
I'm very jealous of you, Marcy. So I won't be able to see those movies for another week and a half.
Yeah, actually, Tintin's really good. I wasn't sure I'd like that animation, because I'm not the biggest fan, but it was fucking kick-ass.
Cool.
And it was awesome. And I was really surprised that... See, when I was watching the movie, I thought Andy Serkis played Snowy, the dog. I was shocked to find out he actually played a human character and not the dog.
You just blew my mind this then, Marcy. Because I don't think I can accept Andy Serkis playing a human character in an animated movie.
Yeah, it's fucking shocking, man. I was like, what? This can't be right. But no, he was a human.
Man. Oh, I can't believe that. I'm really shocked right now, Marcy.
Yeah. And he's amazing in it, too.
Oh, of course he is.
So he's like Daniel Craig and Jamie Bell and Simon Frost. I mean, I did it again. Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. When they were here last year, I kept calling them Simon Frost and Nick Pegg by mistake.
Awesome.
They play Thompson and Thompson, which is really funny.
Awesome.
Because
they do look like those. And it's amazing, the makeup in that movie.
Actually, they just based the look of Tintin on Simon Pegg, because he looks like a human Tintin.
He does, with that haircut.
Although, we should move on with the show, because this is part two of the 2012 preview show.
But before you do, Marcy, isn't there a certain question you wanted to ask me?
Bede, why are you terrible Australian for 2012?
Marcy, I'm a terrible Australian because I have seen a really, really bad movie that you really, really thought was awful a while ago, and I got around to finally checking it out so I can, you know, say how terrible it is. And you know what that movie was, Marcy?
Is it The Thing remake?
No. My Soul to Take.
Oh, that movie's fucking awful.
Marcy, you didn't tell me how amazing this movie was from an horrible, horrible movie standpoint.
It's so bad. It is fucking bad. Wes Craven should fucking put himself out of his misery.
Marcy, I honestly think Wes Craven didn't direct this movie. I honestly think that this movie was written and directed by Tommy Wiseau.
It might have been. I could believe that.
The dialogue in this movie is on par with The Room's dialogue.
The Room's dialogue was better.
Well, true, but I mean, this movie just makes as much sense as The Room.
It's so fucking bad, it can go shit itself.
It is. It's like a really, really terrible movie, but I just stood there in stunned belief just how awful this dialogue was.
I give it my middle finger. Fuck off.
I was like almost laughing. I was pretty much laughing my ass off every time that a character spoke in this movie, because the people in this movie do not talk or act like human beings.
No, it's a piece of shit.
It is, but I just found it utterly hilarious.
That's so fucking bad. Fuck off. Ugly, stupid movie.
Marcy, can I, like, say a couple lines from this movie?
No, I don't think you can.
But Marcy, if things get too hot, just turn on the prayer conditioner.
Yeah, this movie can go suck a fuck. It's so fucking bad.
It is, but I think Somebody needs to make a video of all the lines in the movie and put it up on YouTube.
Somebody needs to just not watch this movie. People should not watch it. It's just an abomination of everything.
Now we're all going to die. It's my fault.
Oh, no. Anyway.
Brandon would enjoy hell.
Moving on from that stupid fuckhead of a movie, we are joined by a special guest from another podcast who we just recorded part one of this epic adventure. This is our second annual preview show. So we'll introduce from the podcast whose name I always get wrong before our podcast. We'll welcome back J.E. Kopka.
Hi there.
He's managed to stay silent for like 6 minutes while we rambled.
I did. I was playing with a chip clip.
Wow, I was playing with a duck.
It's Reels, Racks, Records, and Rants.
Reels, Racks, Records, and Rants.
Yes.
And Midgets.
And yes, we just finished up recording part one, which you can find over on our... webpage, forrpodcast.podbean.com, or at Reels, Racks, Records, and Rants through iTunes, where we covered a little bit of our typical bullshit, not much, because my other part is out getting his asshole licked by a fat man in an overcoat, then anal rapage by a couple of midget clowns, followed up by a teabagging by a rhinoceros, I believe. Ew. So he's got a busy night going on, so he couldn't make it.
Pull matches.
And we did cover January through June of 2012.
Did?
Looking back at a couple other lists, we might have missed a couple movies, but, you know, whatever.
Whatevs.
And I did, at the end of that podcast, state that my most anticipated movie was coming up. However... during our little break, I watched a trailer for a movie that may have overtaken that as my favorite. So we may have already gone over it, but I'm going to wait until we finish up this list to announce my most anticipated of 2012.
Okay.
Cool.
Alrighty. We'll get started with July, which has some pretty big fucking movies.
Indeed.
We've got The Amazing Spider-Man, Ice Age Continental Drift, Ted, The Dark Knight Rises, The Marriage Counselor, Neighborhood Watch, and Step Up 4. Now, I'm pretty sure that we can say Step Up 4 and The Marriage Counselor are the number one movies of the whole year.
Damn straight. And it's kind of ironic that Kim Kardashian is in The Marriage Counselor.
Yes, it makes perfect sense. And I really want to fucking rip her head open and shit down her whatever's left.
Indeed.
She's fucking an abomination on humankind. I don't like being a human because she fucking exists. That's what
although
I
the only thing I'm disappointed about Step Up for Marcy is that they're not still continuing the awesome trend by the second movie by having an awesome subtitle to it. Like, I suppose once you go Step Up to the Street, I guess you just can't go any further than that.
Step Up 4! We're running out of ideas.
Well, I read somewhere it's called Step Up Forever.
Yeah, what can... no, I don't know. As long as it has an awesome trailer like Electric Boogaloo, I mean, Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo, it might be worth it.
Indeed.
Speaking seriously, I'm pretty sure that we're all really, really excited for a specific movie this month that is probably, like, on everyone's anticipated list, but we will talk about that in a moment because I want to take a moment to talk about The Amazing Spider-Man, and I really want to see this movie. I really like the cast, and I think I like the direction they're going in. I think the original trailer might have been a little bit misleading, so I mean, I thought this was coming out earlier, but maybe the release date got pushed back. I don't know. But no, I'm pretty excited for The Amazing Spider-Man, and I really want to see Andrew Garfield as Peter Parker and Spider-Man. I nearly called him the wrong name.
Added spandex, Marcy, don't forget that.
I know. Very excited.
This will be the first Spider-Man movie that I do not attend the midnight show of.
Wow.
I just don't know if I'm not ready for a new Spider-Man series or just it doesn't do anything. The trailer did not do anything for me. I don't know what it is.
Well, there's only been so far one trailer.
Yeah, I think we need another trailer.
It probably won't be too long till there's another one out anyway. It might be with the Avengers.
Wasn't this meant to come out in April?
I think it was, but then the Avengers might have, you know, overshadowed it a bit, so they probably pushed it back.
But the Avengers is in May, so I don't know.
Well, the Avengers is opening up movie season, and this is July 4th weekend, so it's actually opening up on a Tuesday. Because the 4th is a Wednesday.
Okay.
So that's why... Mm-hmm. I think something... Oh, you know what I think happened? I think Superman got pushed back.
Yeah, that might have had something to do with it.
Then things got switched around. Yeah. I think that's what happened.
That could be it. But what about you, Bede? What are your feelings on The Amazing Spider-Man?
Well, I've already talked about how I thought about it. Like, I'm definitely looking forward to the movie because I am a big Spider-Man fan. I love, like the comics, the TV shows, the films, and particularly because number two, Spider-Man 2 is, like, my second favorite comic book movie of all time. So I'm definitely looking forward to this one. Like I've said before on another podcast, which you kind of gave me a tongue-lashing for, Marcy, was... I wasn't sure if there was necessary to do the whole origin story again, only because I just felt like it might have been a little too soon. But you know, but at the same time, like I'm still looking forward to that, regardless of that aspect. Not unless it's like in flashbacks or something. I don't know.
Guess we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, and it has some pretty good, like you know, you got Mark Webb, which is the most. Probably the most appropriate person to direct this movie.
Because his name's Webb.
Oh, yep.
Fine.
Exactly. And it's got a great cast. And I also like the screenwriters they have on board for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's got James Vanderbilt, who wrote Zodiac. Alvin Sargent, who's a 2-time Oscar-winning screenwriter. And he also wrote Spider-Man 2. And also Steve Clovis, who wrote 7 of the 8 Harry Potter films.
It's pretty fucking solid, man.
But it's all, and I think Andrew Garfield will make a pretty good Peter Parker as well.
Yeah, although, I think so.
Although it's funny though, because when I watched that trailer again, like a lot of people, when I sort of, you know, with this one coming up, some people there's been a bit of a backlash with the Sam Raimi Spider-Man films. Like some people think they're kind of like too dramatic and soap opery. But when I sort of rewatched that trailer again the other day, I'm thinking, well. This movie looks like it's pretty dramatic and all that, especially in the first half of that trailer.
Because tone is just really too dark for Spider-Man.
I agree.
Which doesn't necessarily mean the film is going to go in that direction, but that's just the way the trailer was.
Yeah, because, I mean, Spider-Man doesn't really need to be, like, dark, like, you know, Batman dark.
I think Sam Raimi got it right, I think, in tone really well with, like, the first movie.
Yeah.
The second one still, but that was a bit more darker, I think.
Yeah, it was slightly darker, but it still, like, wasn't too dark, though. Like, it had dramatic elements, but not, like, it wasn't overly dark or anything like that. But this one, like, in the first half, it's like, I'm rewatching it and thinking, geez, like, poor Peter Parker, I feel like slashing my wrists right now.
Yeah, kind of like that a little bit.
But then again, you know, that's probably just mismarketing, I suppose, but so we'll have to see what the actual movie is like.
Moving on to The Dark Knight Rises, which I think everyone and their dog is going to see. This is going to be the big moneymaker of the year.
I agree.
I don't think any movie's going to make as much money as this one. Everybody's anticipating it. It's the last of this trilogy from Nolan.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a lot of controversy right now over this whole how Bane sounds, but I think a lot of fucking fanboys need to take a chill pill. Because it's pissing me off. It's like, you've seen like 5 minutes of footage. And if you could actually hear him talking properly, I'm sure they'd complain because that's not how you talk through a mask.
Exactly.
So fanboys for this movie piss me off and then go fuck off.
Preach it, Marcy.
I will. I think I've said it many times how I feel about fanboys. So, I mean, this one has a pretty impressive cast. We've got, you know, Christian Bale and Michael Caine.
And once Morgan again, Freeman.
Got Morgan Freeman. We got Gary Oldman. You got, who else is returning? I think Nesta Carbonell is returning. I'm talking about returning people.
Oh, sorry. Nesta Carbonell.
Yes. Nesta Carbonell.
Yeah.
And I think the new ones, Tom Hardy, Anne Hathaway, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Juno Temple, Josh Pence, Daniel Sanjata, Marion Cotillard, Matthew Modine, and a bunch of other people whose names I can't be bothered reading off.
I'm excited for Matthew Modine being in this movie.
Huh?
I'm excited for Matthew Modine being
in that's pretty badass. I mean, Matthew Modine, you know, he's always been Joker from Full Metal Jacket to me. But, you know, he hasn't really done much for a long time, so, yeah, it'll be interesting.
I agree.
Yeah.
It'll be weird, though, because I'm absolutely looking forward to the film, but I'm at the same time kind of apprehensive, like, it's not going to be able to deliver. Like, it might... Like, I still reckon it'll be a good movie, but, you know, if it doesn't quite deliver or even just be as good or if not better than The Dark Knight, people are, you know, fanboys and all that are going to say it's, like, the worst movie of all time or something like that.
Yeah, even again, if it's not. Fanboys can fuck off. We all know that this is going to be a pretty fucking solid movie.
I agree.
So, again, fanboys can fuck off.
It may... People are definitely going to overhype it for themselves, and that's going to cause them to not like it as much, but it's... It has everything it needs to be a great finale. Yeah. And I think it will be. I mean, it has Tom fucking Hardy. So that's all it needs.
Yep.
Do you think, because there's sort of rumors whether how the movie's going to end. Do you think Batman is going to live or die at the end?
I haven't thought about it, so no comment.
See, and that's the thing that I'm trying to figure out, because the title is The Dark Knight Rises. So you would think that it would mean he would end up being on top. But at the same time, it could be a little diversionary tactic, and it could be the story where Bane, you know, breaks Batman. So I don't know. I'm staying as far away from anything. I've seen the one trailer. And that's pretty much about all I need to see, I think. I don't want to read anything, see anything, hear anything. I want to go in as fresh as possible. That one and only time I go to a midnight show this year.
Yep.
I agree. Although I think the entire movie basically is out on the internet now because from photos and leaks and blah, 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 blah.
People just can't calm the fuck down. Jesus.
And that's why I haven't been on most of my favorite sites, because I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
Me too.
We're getting overloaded with fucking information, and it's starting to really piss me off. That's why I hadn't seen most trailers for the first set of movies we went over, but that's because at this point I'm trusting enough in the actors to know whether or not I want to go see a movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Do you want to move on to August?
We forgot about Ted, Marcy.
You know, I actually was going to bring that up.
Oh, yeah, fuck. Sorry.
Second movie this year starring Mark Wahlberg and Giovanni Ribisi.
Yes, Ted is Seth MacFarlane's first directorial movie of live action.
I will definitely go see that.
Yeah. I will check that out.
Me too.
I don't know what it's about, but I'll go see it.
It's about a man and his teddy bear who talks. That's awesome. All you need to know.
I'm going to see it then. talking teddy bears, bitches.
Because Mark Wahlberg talks to the animals.
Awesome. That's even better. Just like
if he's... If you've seen the Saturday Night Live sketch, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Mm. I was just thinking of Mark Wahlberg, like, being scared of invisible terrors, but anyway. Can we move on to August?
There's a lot of shit out that month.
There is, and there's something in particular I do want to talk about, and, there's a few things, but there's one in particular which you probably know why I want to talk about it. Mm. But we'll get to that shortly, because I'm going to read these all out. Here we go. Bede's most anticipated movie, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Dog Days.
Hell yeah.
The Bourne Legacy already, okay. Total Recall remake, Dogfight, Sparkle, which is the Edward Cullen prequel. Warm Bodies, The Life of Timothy Green, Paranorman, The Expendables 2, Apparition, Outrun, Premium Rush, Sinister, 7-5, I mean... I say it wrong. 7,500. The Possession and The Wettest County, which is not a porno.
That's what you think.
I'll start off by going straight to Warm Bodies, which, as you know, my sister produced this movie. It is a zombie horror romantic movie, and people are trying to, or Summit, I don't know who, trying to say, oh, it's like Twilight, but no, the book is nothing like Twilight. It's something completely different. It's directed by Jonathan Levine, who actually adapted the screenplay, and his most recent movie was 50-50, which I named my top movie of last year. He also did All the Boys Love Mandy Lane, which I totally loved, and he did The Whackness, which I haven't seen, and the movie stars Nicholas Hoult, who was in Jack the Giant Killer, Teresa Palmer, who comes from my hometown, and John Malkovich. So pretty solid actors and stuff. I'll be looking forward to seeing a trailer. I did see, like, some early concept art and stuff, and, I mean, I've read the book, and the book is a pretty awesome read. It's told from the main character, Zombie, from his perspective. It's unlike anything, really, I've read with zombies. It's an interesting take on how it all works. I definitely recommend people check out the book, which is of the same name by Isaac Marion. And I'm kind of glad this movie is not going up against anything crazy. Although Dogfight does have Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis, whatever his name is.
Get it, Galifianakis.
And that's a comedy, so you don't know. But it is going up against the Sparkle movie, so it should make a bit more money than that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have really any opinion on it, because we haven't really seen much about it.
Well, I know that you're excited about it, Marcy, because you keep talking about it all the time.
I know. That's why I just thought I'd get out the way now.
And I do agree. Like, I think, you know, and I do find that, because from what you've told me about it, like what the book's like and what approach Jonathan Levine is going with the film, and then reading other people's comments, oh, it looks like it's going to be another Twilight ripoff and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, you know, shut the fuck up, people. Like, you don't know what the hell you're on about.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't read it, you would never say that it's going to be anything like Twilight. It's completely different. Mm.
Although I'm kind of a bit apprehensive by the fact that it's a zombie movie that is going to be PG-13. I'm pretty sure that, like, Jonathan Levine, he's a good director, and I'm pretty sure he'll find an interesting way to go around, you know, what should be, you know, a gory zombie movie and make it not about the gore and all that. But I think that's probably another reason why some people are probably looking down on it as well, because it is going to be PG-13.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure that they'll be able to work around it. And, you know, obviously with what they've done, I mean, you know, whatever how it works, I think it'll be good. And I guess in the coming months, there'll be a set visit report from Andre, who works at Arrow in the Head, as he went down to be a zombie for a day, and he got to meet my sister, and he spoke very highly of her, which is really nice to hear. I think it'll be really, really interesting, and again, I just definitely recommend people read the book, because the guy who wrote it is one talented bastard. I think he's our age, and he just self-published a lot of his stuff. So, do you guys have other movies you want to discuss for August?
I have to say, Marcy, my most anticipated movie of the entire month is The Expendables 2. Yeah. After Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yeah, of course. The Expendables was a big guilty pleasure movie. And now that you have, a sequel, which was inevitable because this movie made a fuckload of money a couple of years ago, but they have added a few people who I'm very excited about. And that would be Chuck Norris, my main man, Van Damme, and my other main man, Scott Adkins, who's, I think, he's got a smaller role, but he's still going to be there. Add to that, you've got returning Stallone, Statham, Lee, Lundgren, I can never pronounce his name, Randy Couture, Terry Crews, Brucey and Arnie back with bigger roles. And then, of course, you have the younger Hemsworth, who's there in a very odd way, Liam. Mm.
I can understand why, but I could go into that in a second, but... I think it was I think the reason why his name is above, on the poster and all that, because by the time The Hunger Games come out, and since he's one of the leads in that movie, people will know who the fuck he is. And plus, it might be a way to pull in younger action audiences and that as well. That's my theory, anyway. But sorry, I was going to say I'm really excited about this movie. I'm probably even more excited for this one even than I was for the first one.
Yeah, Van Damme has sold me, and he's the fucking villain. I love Van Damme in villainous roles, as you might have known from No Retreat, No Surrender, where he plays Ivan the Russian or Carl Bresden in the credits.
And also, I think his best villain role for me personally is in Replicant. You ever seen that movie, Marcy?
Yeah, where he plays two different people.
And he's a serial killer, so that was actually...
Yeah, he was really good. I mean, that movie's not the greatest, but he's actually really good in it. And the director, Simon West, directed one of the coolest fucking movies of the 90s, Con Air.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Although he did direct Tomb Raider, but...
But at least the action sequences in that movie were pretty cool, despite the other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, after Con Air, he did General's Daughter, Tomb Raider,
When a Stranger Calls.
When a Stranger Calls, yeah. The Mechanic, which I actually haven't gotten to see.
I hear that's good, though.
Yeah, I've heard decent things. So, yeah, I mean, he's not bad, but Con Air was a fucking awesome movie. And if this has that kind of vibe, but with a bit more, crazy violence, I think we'll be in for a really good time.
Me too. What do you think, Cupco? Are you excited for The Expendables 2?
I am. I'm very excited. I think... that's one that just should kick a lot more ass than the first one did. I think Stallone's smart enough to listen to the audience and know what their complaints were of the original one and make it, more to their liking. Because this really is a film that he's doing for the fans. I mean, it just like the first one, going back to old school 80s type action.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's gonna do a much better job with this one. I enjoyed the first one. I thought it, had some really kick-ass, I think the really kick-ass action scenes overshadowed what was lacking in terms of, script and whatnot. But this is the highlight of the month for me. Of what I really think is an action-filled month, with the Bourne Legacy. I think, let's see, what else is there? The Expendables 2, and I think it was, Premium Rush looks pretty interesting and could be quite good with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Michael Shannon.
I've never heard of this movie, but duo. You say those two names, yep, I will be there.
It is the Bike Messenger action movie.
Fuck yeah, honestly, it's movie.
It'll be like Rad, the remake or something.
Fuck yeah, Rad, the remake. You can put some John Farnham in there, man.
And it'll be interesting to watch The Bourne Legacy, or at least from an audience point of view, because you're not sure, because people are going to expect, oh, Matt Damon coming back to kick ass as Bourne, and then realize, like, where the fuck is Matt Damon? Who's this guy taking his place?
Yeah, but this is, again, like, Jeremy Renner's got a few movies coming out this year, which I'm very happy about. I have actually not seen the last two Bourne movies. The second one, I haven't made it through, because every time I went to watch it, it was just not the right time. I'm going to try and just have a straight-out marathon of all the movies, and I would definitely see this for Jeremy Renner and fucking Edward Norton.
I agree.
And
absolutely.
Yeah.
And I had to do that exact thing earlier this year, Marcy. The wife was out of town, and I think Best Buy had a sale on The Bourne Legacy for like $20 on Blu-ray, and I picked it up and just tore through them, and the second one is so good, and the third one is just... The third one is the best of the trilogy.
I agree. Down.
It's just, it's fucking amazing.
I agree.
The action scenes are just, you just get so absorbed into it that you lose track of time. The movie is just so fucking good.
Yeah, I look forward to actually being able to just sit and watch them, like being in the right mood and everything. Yeah, and I'll see that one, Jeremy Renner, Edward Norton. Total Recall remake, I have no interest at all. I don't care that it has such talented people as Colin Farrell and Bryan Cranston and Bill Nighy. You just don't remake this movie. I really think that Verhoeven got it right. There's nothing wrong with that movie. It might be, you know, dated because it's in the 80s. But it's such a fucking intelligent movie deep down.
And it was the inception of the 90s, Mark.
Yeah, it fucks people up because they don't know how to pay attention to this movie to get it.
I mean, I'll still watch Total Recall because from what I've read, it's more closer to the original story than
Verhoeven's was. I don't have any interest. I'm sure I will see it, like, eventually.
Yeah. But just not right away, though.
Yeah, I might have the same reaction I had to the Thing remake, and people want to kill me. So, who knows?
Or I might want to kill you, but that's a whole different story.
I want to kill you too. Don't worry.
But I will watch it because it's got like Kate Beckinsale and Jessica Biel.
Can they please have a cat fight? That'd be awesome.
I had Bryan Cranston as the villain, so that's got my ticket right there.
Bryan Cranston is the fucking man. I think Breaking Bad just fucking broke him out completely.
Oh, yeah.
Because that series is, for me, hands down, it's the best fucking TV series.
Shush.
you haven't seen it, and you need to.
I know, it's on my long list. I have, like I said, I'm looking to finish up Oz this month.
Yes.
I'm going to go through The Wire next month, and then by March, hopefully get into Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I need to get through The Wire as well. What else is there for August?
I'm looking forward to Paranorman. That I saw the trailer to that, and that looked pretty awesome.
That looks really solid. It's like a comedy kid horror type of...
Like a Coraline or
something like that. It's got a good, like, voice cast. So, yeah, it looks really interesting.
And it has Cody Smith-McPhee as the Norman character.
And he's a really talented actor. I was going to call it Paranormal without then realizing it's called Paranorman.
That's what I meant. Sorry, my bad. Paranorman.
Paranorman, the paranormal activity.
Yes, and of course, Mas, we know you're looking forward to The Wettest County because it has Tom Hardy in it. And everybody and their mother in it.
Fuck, it's got Tom Hardy, Jason Clarke, Guy Pearce, Gary Oldman, Jessica Chastain, and Mia Wasikowska, blah, blah, blah. It's based on a screenplay by Nick Cave.
Awesome.
What is this fucking movie? I'm going to read the synopsis.
And Jessica Chastain, I don't know if I can...
their bootlegging business under threat in Prohibition-era Franklin County, Virginia. This story is based on Matt Bondurant's grandfather and great-uncles. That's why it's called The Wettest County, because it is about bootlegging alcohol.
Exactly. That's how you should do it. And it'll be weird watching, like, seeing Jessica Chastain in one movie this year.
Hasn't she been anything else?
She might have another. Well, she's got a new Terrence Malick movie coming out, and
because she was in quite a lot last year, which I had no qualms about, because she's a beautiful and talented actress.
I agree, and she was awesome in every single movie that she was in. Well, the ones I saw, anyway.
Mm.
Haven't had a chance to see the rest yet.
So with all these other movies, I don't know what like The Odd Life of Timothy Green is. It looks like it's a Disney movie. Apparition, I think that is a horror type of movie.
Mm-hmm. It's got Tom Felton in it. Oh,
Tom Felton, I'll go see that.
And Julietta Gould, the chick from Friday the 13th.
Yes, she's hot. And Ashley Green, who's also hot. I could watch this for the eye candy. Outrun, I don't know what that is, but it has Kristen Bell and Bradley Cooper and Tom Arnold and Beau Bridges and Kristen Chenoweth and David Kirchner, Michael Rosenbaum and some other people. No idea what that is, though. Premium Rush, we already mentioned. Sinister, got no fucking idea, but it has Ethan Hawke and Vincent D'Onofrio.
Good to see Ethan Hawke in a movie.
Ethan Hawke is the man.
Ethan Hawke's also in Total Recall remake as well, from what is I read on the Wikipedia page.
Huh. 7500, I don't know what that is.
It has Ryan Kwanten.
It has Ryan Kwanten, so that's okay. Nothing wrong with him. He's a good dude.
And Amy Smart, who I haven't seen anything in a while.
Yeah. The Possession, which stars Jeffrey Dean Morgan and Keira Sedgwick. It's a horror movie from Lionsgate, so no idea. And then there's The Weddest County, which I really wanted to be a Tom Hardy porno.
The Weddest Porno.
The Weddest Porno. I apologize because Kopka's like really silent. I don't know why. I'm scared I'm doing something wrong.
What's that?
You're really quiet.
I don't want to interrupt.
You can interrupt. I don't mind.
I don't mind either.
September doesn't seem to have many releases, and I apologize because I haven't actually said the dates of a lot of these releases. I mean, obviously, more movies.
Savages is the one that is based on a book that I know Moreno from JoeBlow.com has read and just absolutely loved. It's supposed to be a really quick read, so I'm definitely going to read it before the movie comes out, but
that's
my pick for September.
I'll try to read these out. Argo, Resident Evil, Retribution, Dread, Hotel Transylvania, Looper, and Savages. Now, Argo is Ben Affleck directing and starring, and Bryan Cranston is back again.
I know.
He's back.
Like the 100th movie we've mentioned him in so far.
During the 1979 Iran hostage crisis, the governments of the United States and Canada partnered to rescue 6 U.S. diplomats held hostage at their embassy in Iran. The governments were able to convince Iran that 6 hostages were members of a camera crew scouting the area for a film titled Argo. The hostages were able to escape the country with their fake identities. That's the synopsis. That looks interesting. It's got a solid cast because you've got Ben Affleck, Ryan Cranston, John Goodman, Michael Parks, Kyle Chandler, Alan Arkin. So, yeah.
And Michael Parks is Jack Kirby, legendary Jack Kirby.
So, yeah, I mean, I'd be interested in seeing that because I mean, Ben Affleck for me is 2 for 2 in the director's chair.
Me too.
Resident, I still have yet to see Gone Baby Gone.
It's really good. Fucking blew me away when I saw it. The Town is a fucking awesome movie, which I watched again this week. Then, yeah, Resident Evil Retribution got no fucking interest. I don't fucking care.
I'll say that because I like the Resident Evil movies, so
that's another one I haven't kept up with.
Yeah, I haven't really seen the last few. I think I watched the last one for my dissecting. Dread is the Judge Dredd movie starring Carl Urban as Judge Dredd.
Whose helmet's like 10 times bigger than his head.
He actually keeps his helmet on. This could go either way. I don't know that. I don't know if, like, what the audience will be like for this movie. So it'll be interesting to see how it performs and how it turns out. This Hotel Transylvania is an animation, I think. It's a 3D animation with voices of, like, Adam Sandler and Andy Samberg. Again, Kevin James, Fran Drescher. That's a weird cast. Looper is from Rian Johnson, so automatically I want to see it.
It has Bruce sci-fi. Willis again.
Yeah, sci-fi action crime with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Bruce Willis, Emily Blunt, Paul Dano, some name I can't pronounce, and Jeff Daniels and Piper Perabo, whatever her name is. Yeah, Rian Johnson, definitely. And Savages from Olive Stone with Taylor Kitsch, who's got a few movies. Aaron Johnson, Blake Lively, Salma Hayek, Benicio del Toro, John Travolta, Uma Thurman, and Emile Hirsch, and some other dude I've never heard of. Yeah, so I don't know about you guys, but I think I'll check out Argo, Looper, and Savages.
Yeah, I will check them out. I will check them all out.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's our role.
Savages has kidnapping with marijuana growers.
With somebody Mexican stole my marijuana.
That's not good when that happens.
We got drug cartels and DEA agents. Interesting. October, which is my birth month, has some movies that I honestly don't give a shit about. We have Frankenweenie, Taken 2, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3D, Fun Size, Here Comes the Boom, Parker, The Big Wedding, Gangster Squad, Paranormal Activity 4, Untitled David Chase Film, Halloween 3D, which I don't think's happening, and Of Men and Mavericks. I don't really give a shit about any of these movies, except for
Gangster Squad, only because of the cat.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Look at Giovanni Ribisi with it. How many fucking movies does he have this year?
I don't know. He keeps coming up, but this movie has Ryan Gosling, Sean Penn, Josh Brolin, Robert Patrick, Giovanni Ribisi, Nick Nolte, Anthony Mackie, Michael Pena. Yeah, I'll see that one.
I'm all about Taken 2 Electric Bugaloo.
It reunites the cast.
And also Frankenweenie, which is the second Tim Burton movie out this year.
Yes, and this one does not have
Johnny Depp.
Or I can't see his wife named, so that's interesting.
That's going to be, I don't know if I can watch a Tim Burton movie if Johnny Depp or Helena Bonham Carter aren't in it.
I think I can definitely get behind it. Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3D, I don't think so.
Is that even like, what is that? Is that like just like a standalone movie, or is it a prequel, sequel?
I have no idea.
I think it's like, wasn't there a sequel to the remake?
Oh, that was a prequel to the remake, but I think this one's a standalone one, I think.
Oh, I don't know.
I think this movie is a alternate sequel to the original, from what I can tell.
Yeah.
I got no idea, however.
Ignores all the shitty sequels from the original.
For some reason, there is a movie called Parker, which stars Jason Statham and Jennifer Lopez and Clifton Collins Jr. and Michael Chiklis as a very odd combination.
Jason Statham is playing a character in that. His character in that movie is the same one that Mel Gibson played in Payback.
Okay.
Because it's based on the same, because that movie was based on the same book by the same author, I think.
Yeah, I don't really know much about these other movies. I think Paranormal Activity 4 just got announced. I think it's going to have the same guys behind this third one, which it's pretty much the new horror, October horror franchise taking over from Saw.
Mm-hmm.
Do we move to November?
Let's move to November.
All right. My Mother's Curse, which is a Barbara Streisand movie.
And Seth Rogen.
Yeah, what the fuck? Red Dawn.
Adam Scott and Colin Hanks.
That doesn't make any fucking sense. Red Dawn, apparently. I thought this movie
finally coming out.
But there you go. Wreck-It Ralph, Skyfall, The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2, which means it's finally over.
Yay.
47 Ronin, Gravity, Parental Guidance, Rise of the Guardians, The Silver Linings Playbook.
There's some good movies out that month.
Skyfall.
Yeah, Skyfall. It's all about Skyfall.
And I think Gravity, because it's an Alfonso Cuarón movie.
Mm-hmm.
47 Ronin, I'm a bit hesitant, but I'd probably check it out.
Well, the director, Carl Eric Rinch, I think that's how you pronounce his name. He was originally supposed to direct Prometheus until the studio thought, oh, nah, we'll just get Ridley Scott to direct it instead. Mm. But he's a protege of Ridley Scott.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Yeah, I don't know if I really want to see anything else.
The Silver Linings Playbook, that's the new David O. Russell movie.
Oh, yeah, with
it's got Jennifer Lawrence
again. Yeah, Jackie Weaver.
Bradley Cooper. And Chris Tucker.
Right. I hope he didn't get paid $1 billion for this movie.
I'm going to talk like this throughout all of it.
And look, Julia Stiles. How about Kupka? Anything that interests you?
The movie poster is very interesting, and now that I see the cast, I'm even more interested. But Rise of the Guardians...
Yeah, I read the synopsis for that the other day. That does sound pretty interesting.
Film features a group of heroes from various childhood stories, Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, and Jack Frost, who join an adventure to stop Pitch the Boogeyman from sending the world into eternal darkness. That just sounds fun.
That does sound fun. I had no idea what it was.
And Hugh Jackman as the Easter Bunny.
Yeah, I'm sold.
That could be awesome. He gets way too much hate, and I don't understand why. I think he's awesome.
Hugh Jackman is awesome.
He is fucking awesome. Whoever hates him, I'll punch them in the face.
Exactly.
Do we go to December?
Yes.
Which has one of my most anticipated movies of all time. So we've got Les Miserables, which I can't fucking pronounce, from the director of The King's Speech with Hugh Jackman again, and Russell Crowe, and Anne Hathaway. Great Hope Springs, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, Untitled Catherine Bigelow, Osama Bin Laden film.
I wish they'd go with that title. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, they should just leave that.
One ticket to the Untitled Catherine Bigelow, Osama Bin Laden film.
Hunter Killer, Life of Pi, This is 40, World War Z, The Django Unchained, and The Great Gatsby.
There's a lot of good shit out that month.
And my most anticipated is Django Unchained because it is a Quentin Tarantino film that also happens to star one Kurt Russell.
Now, come on, Marcia. We all know it's all about James Remar and Don Johnson being in the same movie.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for James Remar and Don Johnson. It's fucking got MC Gainey in it. Fuck.
And Sacha
Anthony LaPaglia is in this movie. This cast is pretty epic. Like Leonardo DiCaprio, Jamie Foxx, Christoph Waltz, Samuel L. Jackson, which is a given. Dennis Christopher, Gerald McRaney, Kurt Russell, Sacha Baron Cohen, Laura somebody. I don't know who that is. MC Gainey, Don Johnson, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Kerry Washington, Anthony LaPaglia, Raza, Tom Wopet.
RZA,
right? Pronounce things differently. James Remar, James Russo, and Todd
from Wu-Tang, yo.
I know, but that's just how I pronounce it. Shut up. I know who the fuck he is. RZA.
I have to say my most anticipated movie of the month is The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. Because I fucking love the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
I liked The Hobbit book. I never read Lord of the Rings. I still haven't seen Return of the King. Lord of the Rings is just not Marcy's cup of tea.
Marcy, you must watch it before this movie.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I know everyone loves Lord of the Rings. It just, you know, I really enjoyed the first two movies. I never got around to seeing the last one. It just has never really been my cup of tea because that's just not my genre. I need to probably just watch them all, and but I do want to see The Hobbit because I've read the book and really enjoyed it. And I think Martin Freeman is a really good choice
for Bilbo Baggins.
Yeah, and it's got that dude Benedict Cumberbatch, whatever his name is.
That alone sounds like a character name out of the Lord of the Rings story.
I don't know. My friend called him Inklebert Humperdinck or whatever the fuck, and that's what I keep going to call him without thinking. I guess I would see,
my two for this month are World War Z and Django Unchained, although World I need War to... Z. Had it sitting on my computer for, about 2 months now, have yet to watch the original Django. Are either of you familiar with this movie?
No, not the, original.
Well, not the original,
It's apparently... it's apparently one of the bloodiest spaghetti westerns of all time. It was actually supposed to be cut before it was released, but it wasn't. So it was released as an uncut version, but quickly got pulled. And it's supposed to be a really big cult classic movie that has spawned a shit ton of unofficial sequels. But I guess this is just going to be another one. But it's going to be Quentin Tarantino, and the man knows his shit. So this. I'm sorry to everyone in my family, but Christmas Day morning, I will be seeing this movie first and foremost. You can all kiss my ass.
Yeah. If this comes out here on the same day, I'm fucking doing that on Christmas. Fuck everything else. I think that you can find the original movie on myduckisdead.com because I have fucking everything. I guess for other movies this month, I'd see stuff like Les Miserables, I don't pronounce it, and The Great Gatsby, but not even like the theater, I don't know. I guess I would see an untitled Catherine Bigelow Osama Bin Laden film, starring Joel Edgerton, okay?
I think it's interesting because The Great Gatsby is actually being shot in 3D, which should be rather interesting since it's not like an action movie or a blockbuster or anything. It's, using it.
Well, I guess Hugo was done as well, and that's an odd movie for 3D. I just noticed The Life of Pi is an Ang Lee movie with Tobey Maguire. And Hunter Killer, which I think I know what it is from Antoine Fuqua, with Gerard Butler and... Judd Apatow's This Is 40 with his wife and Paul Rudd, which is kind of predictable.
But that's the spin-off to Knocked Up because it follows their characters from that movie and their own story.
Yeah. Other than that, The Great Gatsby has me interested because of Baz Luhrmann, and you've got Leonardo DiCaprio, Tobey Maguire, Joel Edgerton, Carey Mulligan, Isla Fisher. Jason Clarke. Jason Clarke's in a lot of fucking movies. He's apparently in this untitled Catherine Bigelow Osama Bin Laden film.
Indeed.
I've read his name out a few times. So, there's some actors getting a lot of work this year.
I say good for them.
I don't know if you guys want to add anything else to what we've talked about, or...
Actually, there is one movie that's not on this list that I assume will come out in December, and that's Steven Spielberg's new film, Lincoln, with Daniel Day-Lewis as Abraham Lincoln.
Maybe that doesn't have a release date or something, but definitely be up for seeing that, because Daniel Day-Lewis looks awesome.
He looks exactly like him, which is scary.
It is fucking scary. I saw a picture. I was like, fuck me.
And it's got, in the cast, it's got Sally Field, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Tommy Lee Jones, David Strathairn, Lee Pace, Jackie Earle Haley, Bruce McGill, Walton Goggins, Jared Harris, James Spader, John Hawkes, Hal Holbrook, Tim Blake Nelson, Joseph Cross. There's everybody and their mother is in this movie.
Yeah. Do you guys have a top, three movies that you're most anticipating, or
just for this?
Go, Kapka.
I do. Do you?
I feel like mine's changed.
Well, I definitely, my original most anticipated is still in the top three, but I think I'm starting to overhype it for myself, but I'm not going to rank them in any order, but my top three are The Raid, The Dark Knight Rises, and Django Unchained.
That's pretty much what mine is right now.
I think mine are definitely The Dark Knight Rises, The Avengers, and Django Unchained, with honorable mentions to Prometheus and The Expendables 2.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's so many others, like I mentioned, One Body, The Expendables 2, I can't remember all the stuff we talked about. Fuck, The Avengers and all that. I mean, The Avengers was on my list, but fucking Raid, it just looks so awesome, I want it right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. I guess that wraps up part two of the 2012 preview show. Which I'll guess, even though Bede's hosting, I'm apparently talking.
Exactly.
I think you were meant to read all these off, but I just took charge.
Indeed, you always take the control.
Yes. I like to be in control. What can I say? Because
you're Mistress Marcy.
Yes.
Ow!
Yes. Like to thank Bede and Kupka for the shows and
you're welcome.
Awesome. And we went over where we can all be found or touched or whatever on the other podcast. We'll go over it again just in case anyone missed it. We are at www.supermarcy.com. We are at Super Podcast on Facebook. You can find myself under Super Marcy on Facebook or Twitter. You can find Bede under Bede Jermaine on Facebook or Twitter. You can find Kopka's podcast at, I think it's the number 4, forrr.podbean.com.
Well, it was supposed to be the number 4, but somebody was really intoxicated when they
yes.
got the URL. So it's forrrpodcast.podbean.com.
Yeah, I almost had it right. And I guess people can just like find you on Twitter under J.E. Kupka.
At J.E. Kupka.
Kupka.
And you can find, you can actually follow the website on Twitter at the number 4 R, the letter R
that's
podcast.
That's what I was thinking of as a Twitter address. So, yes, that is a wrap. We will, I'm sure, talk about all of these movies in upcoming podcasts, and our opinions will probably change. Mm. I think I wasn't that excited for X-Men First Class, and it was one of my top movies of the year. So there you go. That's how things work out.
Of course.
So, yes. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for listening and tuning in, and hopefully we have a very successful podcasting year full of lots of fun. Until next time, I have been Super, and the other guys have been Guys. I don't know how to finish that off.
Guys.
Guys. Catch you later, peeps.
Later.
See you, everyone.